Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are in hour three of Mark and Hart, the fastest 3 hours in sports talk radio. Hart coined that yesterday, which is usually 4 hours on a Saturday, but three. We're also going to be back here next Sunday as well. If I'm not mistaken, the Patriots are at 425 against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing 9 and noon. So after I just basically did my Don King hype job for the Ravens and Texans at 1 o'clock, right? So I'm in Western Mass today, right? So at home with the folks this weekend, and guess what game the local affiliate here, CBS, the local CBS affiliate, TV3 in Springfield, guess what game they're showing at 1 o'clock here?
Buffalo at Miami.
Yes! Yes! I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously. Channel 3 in Springfield, and I know you can hear me right now on WEI 105.5. You're doing it all wrong. The viewers don't give a rat's ass, and I'm speaking for Patriot fans, and majority of people live in Western Mass, and even the non-Patriot fans. Nobody wants to see Buffalo in Miami. It's like getting a lap dance from Rosie O'Donnell and Roseanne Barr. It's disgusting. We want to see Deshaun Watson, and we want to see Lamar Jackson. We want to see Adriana Lima and, oh, I don't know, Kate Moss. That's what we want to see. Okay,
so you don't want to keep up on the division rivals?
No. Listen,
there's not rivals.
Here's the weird thing: the Dolphins, the last time they faced the Bills, they actually put up almost 400 yards against them, the most allowed by the Bills' defense this year. Even more,
who cares?
Remember, yeah,
right? Like even if
right.
that could end up, maybe they luck out and Bills Dolphins is some great game with big plays, controversy. I don't even know. Who
right.
cares?
That's it.
Who cares? You want to see the star quarterbacks, and that's old school TV and the
right.
Yeah, that's just.
Oh man! So I'll be hitting a sports bar at 1 o'clock. That's for sure. I'm not missing this game. No chance in hell.
Before we get to the calls, I just want to throw something out there. I teased it one of the segments. Damian Harris. I talked about it. The idea that Damian Harris needs to get his chance. Well, it seems like it's trending in the opposite direction. Damian Harris did not make the trip to Philadelphia for this weekend's game after being listed.
Neither did Patrick Chung.
Yeah, but he's an old player. I don't care about him. Yeah. He's probably actually hurt. Damian Harris had a hamstring injury this week, then doesn't make the trip. Certainly sounds like he could be paving the way for they need a roster spot next week when they want to bring Isaiah Wynn back to play against the Cowboys at left tackle. You have a lot of running backs. He hasn't played redshirt year. If you read the tea leaves, as they say, won't stun me if Damian Harris is going down the IR road. And I'm taking credit for it. Bill read my column and is like, okay,
sure.
more and more people are going to start saying we need Damian Harris. Damian Harris, the pressure is going to build. I'm going to put him on IR and take that storyline away.
Yeah. That's the most fraudulent victory lap that I've heard in a long time. You think Bill Belichick is looking? Oh, yeah. But I will tell you this.
Wait, Belichick. We know he reads clips.
Well, he's the only NFL coach I know who redshirts players. He's the only one. It's not a terrible idea.
I think there's plenty of players that aren't ready.
Jawan Williams. I mean Dawson, who never even got to see the light of the field.
But at least Jawan Williams is behind, like, 10 defensive backs that are better than him, right?
Yes, including the best cover corner in the league statistically by every measurable that you could ever account in Stephon Gilmore.
Who's Damian Harris behind? You remind me. What do you call the guy?
Tony Michelle.
Exactly. So
that's it.
And he comes out of Alabama. He had a couple thousand-yard seasons, SEC. We hear Nick Caserio tell us every draft weekend how important that high-level action in the SEC is. So this guy should be as close to NFL-ready playing for Nick Saban as you're going to find. I find it hard to believe he couldn't have gotten on the field and acquitted himself in at least a respectable manner.
But like you also mentioned, I think if Belichick does that now, and this is the part about Belichick sometimes, I mean, we know he, like I said, we know he's the greatest football coach of all time. I think he is. I think he's the smartest football coach of all time, at least this side of the late, great Bill Walsh. But sometimes, and I used to say this when I was down in Tampa about former Rays manager Joe Maddon, sometimes Bill Belichick's stubbornness makes him stupid. He's not stupid, but your stubbornness can make you do stupid things. Like not playing Malcolm Butler in Super Bowl 52 and not putting Damien Harris and just seeing what the kid has got. Because here's the thing. When you do that and Harris goes out there and says, all right, I'm going to show my boy in Oakland, Josh Jacobs, what I do. And he goes out there and balls to the wall. Then all of a sudden, what does it do? It sort of diminishes the first round running back that you selected the year before, who's having a sophomore slump season. And that's the reason, and you brought this up before, that I think ultimately why Bill Belichick is doing this. Because then it's like, oh, well, what do you do now? Oh, right. You took a guy in the third round who's better than the first round pick that you took a year ago, who despite was the, you know, statistically best postseason running back in NFL history for a rookie. So you can't, you know, we can't discount that. He actually had a better year, I think, than any postseason that Emmitt Smith ever had. And Emmitt Smith won 3 Super Bowls. So that tells you all you need to know. But yes, I think Bill Belichick sometimes his stubbornness makes him stupid. He's not stupid. I'm not saying that. But you can be hey, I'm half Polish. I know.
Only
stubbornness,
half?
Only half. Stubbornness makes you stupid. I can say that as a, I can't say, see, I can't even, as a Polish person, I can't say that word that rhymes with whole stock anymore. I can't even do it.
Really?
Because I don't think so.
Yeah, don't. If you're not sure, then don't.
Yes, right. We don't, yeah, if you're not sure, then don't.
When but in doubt, least, leave it out.
Oh, I like that one. Very good. All right, 617-779-7937. Damian Lawrence, thanks for holding. You're on Mark and Hart.
Hey, thank you guys for accepting my call. I just was calling to talk about Colin Kaepernick. You guys mentioned 3 things about politics. How about just plain out wrong what they're doing to that man? You know, he stuck up for the little people, for us, for the people who was going on with the killings and everything and the kneeling. And now they blackballed him from working. And he caught them when he tried out, when they try to put that no suing in the contract. And the NFL's just dirty what they're doing to that man.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Like, those 2 things can be true. You know, I firmly believe that there's a question of how good he is, right? How good a quarterback he is. But that can also be true in alliance with they're screwing him. He's better than some of the backups. He's good enough to be in the league, and he's not getting that opportunity because the owners don't want the headache that goes along with it. They don't want to piss off some of their constituents.
And, you know, Damien, for the last 3 years, I'll even say this, that, I mean, I was mortified when and totally incredulous when, like, Austin, like, he could have gone to Seattle, and I think Austin Davis went to Seattle, and then and then Luke McCown, not Josh, Luke McCown last season was a backup for the Cowboys. He hadn't thrown a touchdown in it like a decade. Literally, and I'm like, listen, oh, he's been blackballed. There's no question. It has been collusion. He's been blackballed. But also, Damien, you also have to consider this, too. If you were, you know, one of those multi-billionaires and you're signing the front checks, on the front of the checks, it's going to hurt your bottom line. You're going to take a major hit, too. So you got to, it's like, do the pros outweigh the cons? Or do the cons outweigh the pros? And I think ultimately, from a business standpoint, from a bottom line and what it could do to fans boycotting or not wanting to go to games or staging rallies outside the stadium, you got to be careful.
But I'm a billionaire. I don't know where I'm at because I took risks.
Well, that's true, too.
Well, you think I care? I want to talk to Callan and tell him, listen, okay, you did what you did, and I'm giving you your shot. All right, now let's play ball. Let's make people love you now. You know what I mean? I would have took him in. He's better than Mayfield. You know, come on now. Like, the kid, he's just being blackballed, man. I would have took him in, talked to him like he's a person. You know what I mean? Let's do this. Yeah. I want to make you a star again. And come on, let's go. And that's
all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Thanks for the phone call,
Damien.
I don't think. I don't think the NFL owners look like this. And you're right. Billionaires, you would think that they wouldn't mind losing thousands or even $1 million. No, they don't want to lose anything. They really right. don't. I mean, the reality is there
is a certain portion of the population that it doesn't matter how well Colin Kaepernick comes in and plays for their team. They're not going to root for him. They're not going to align themselves with him. Correct? Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. Like I said, like, and I don't mean this because he's so the antithesis of the current president of the United States, Donald Trump, but he really is the Donald Trump of the NFL, that when you say that name, it elicits a very strong reaction.
Yes.
Whether it's positive or whether it's negative, it's one or the other, and it's like, and then you could get two people fighting over that, and that's like the president of the United, like, whether you love him on the right side or you hate him on the left side, it's going to get, and he is the most polarizing individual in the NFL, and here's the thing. He's not even in the NFL, and he hasn't been for 3 years.
I would also say, just be careful of the allegation of collusion, because I personally don't believe it's collusion. I believe it's 32 owners doing what you just talked about. 32 owners saying, it's not worth it. Reaching the same conclusion based on the evidence. It's like, you know, if you're in real estate and there's this beautiful house, it's big, the price is good, and every time somebody comes to view it, the train goes by behind it, and everybody goes, oh, that's why. Are they all colluding to not buy that house? No, they're all reaching the same opinion because of the full picture of the factors at hand. So could it be collusion? I don't totally dismiss it, but I think it's also possible 32 billionaires, as Damian just said, will have to protect their bottom line, and they sort of reach the same conclusion with the evidence that's in front of them.
Oh, you could call it collusion or blackball. It's semantics. Just like the
blackballing and collusion would be illegal. They'd be a lawsuit. They would be teams getting together with the league and saying, don't give this guy a shot. Or you could just say, I'm a billionaire. I'm worth $4 billion, and I have Republicans and Democrats that buy a lot of stuff for me. I do not want to alienate anybody for a guy who is at best, middling NFL quarterback.
Well, and like I said, I mean, it's just something that I think from the outside looking in, but it certainly appears that way. He hasn't played in the NFL in 3 years, and you wonder why, especially when he's clearly, his talent level is better than a lot of backups. And I'll be honest with you, you know, not forget about Ryan Finley, who's now getting his chance today for the Bengals as an 11.5-point underdog at the Black Hole against the Raiders. I mean, he's better than Andy Dalton, too. I'll take Kaepernick over Andy effing Dalton any day of the week.
I don't want either.
Neither do I, but I'll take Kaepernick on that one. So Channel 3 in Springfield, you have an hour and 45 minutes to get this right and change over to Texans-Ravens. I hope you will do the right thing, to quote Spike Lee.
I don't think they can. I don't think that's their decision individually. That's a national decision.
No, I think it's local.
I don't think you just pick what game you put on. I think you are told geographically, based on the markets and the teams and all that, I think you are told by the league and by the network what to air. And that forces people in situations like this to either do what you're doing, go to some facility, some bar, some restaurant that has it, or pony out for the, whatever they call it, Sunday ticket package.
Yeah.
That's what brings value to that package, right?
No,
if they start
does.
Giving you the best game every week at all times, well, then why would anybody pay for that?
Yeah, and people do pay for it. I don't blame them.
And it's a lot of money. They make money off it. There's $1 billion contract or whatever it is. There's a lot of money.
Hey, just on Red Zone alone, forget about the Sunday ticket. Red Zone alone is a $1 billion business. James is up in Norwich next. He wants to talk about Myles Garrett. What's up, James?
Hey, how you doing, Mark and Hart?
What's up? Good.
All right, two things I want to talk about. First thing was that the game that your hot pick, the Houston. You made me money a few weeks ago when I took Baltimore over the Patriots.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you didn't take the Boston College pick last weekend. That's good. So where I've been right, I've been wrong. I got to admit, but both of the sides, hey, listen, no one's perfect.
You haven't let me down yet. So what I did after the Baltimore game, I went and I took out an equity loan. So I said, the next big hot pick that you're going to have, I'm going to load up on it.
Uh-oh.
And this is the one. So, Houston. Yep. So, I'm going to be putting about 50 G's.
Whoa, come on. What?
Well, you haven't been wrong yet.
Wait a second. I have been wrong. But you're going to put that $50,000?
You gave me a lock. You tell it's a guarantee.
You did give him a lock.
But listen, James, gave him a,
what's the difference between your college education fund and your home equity line, right? It's money. You told him to put it on it.
Hey, James, can
it's
I just...
Home, it's just a home. It's only a home equity loan.
Hey, James, you're joking about $50,000, right?
Well, no, you gave me a guarantee.
I get you, but like, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Okay.
So he's on a fixed income.
I'm on disability.
You're on a fixed income.
Correct. Okay.
Oh, boy. Good job, Mark. You ruined this guy's life.
No, well...
Listen. Yeah. You are the epitome of sports picking the right games. You give total sense, and you're 1-for-1 for me. You're going to be 2-for-2 today.
I feel confident.
And then I win, and then I don't have to worry about anything.
Okay.
That's true.
Hey, by the way, that is really putting your money where my mouth is.
If you win, you won't have to worry about anything. But if you lose, there's a lot of worries coming.
Yeah. Well, hey.
You did use the word guaranteed, right?
I did. Yep. Yeah. James,
right.
I'll buy
your word.
Yeah. Got Houston.
You got 3 degrees. So you're highly intelligent. How can you be wrong today?
This is the best caller ever.
Yeah, Houston plus 4.5, man. I wish you and your $50,000 a lot of money. So if you win, do I get a gift certificate to Abe and Louie's or something?
He's gone.
Oh, all right.
And okay. I hope he was joking.
Yeah, I do.
You're nervous, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
If he's not joking, you should be nervous.
There's people going to be at your door by the end of the day.
Yeah.
$50,000. That's not his. It's not even like he's risking $50,000 of his own money. He borrowed money to bet $50,000. Is there a worse plan in the history of the world than that? Not many.
I think it might be pretty good by about 4 o'clock today. It would be pretty good.
We'll see.
All right. Deshaun Watson, let's go Texans. Travis in New Hampshire is up next. What's up, Travis?
Hey, guys. Good morning. First thing, I couldn't agree with you more. They got it right. Nobody wants to watch the Bills and the Dolphins game. They got to correct that one. The real reason I called in is because what you guys are talking about. So the other Thursday night game, I was so happy that happened at the end because the first thing that I got to see on Friday morning was a story outside of Colin Kaepernick. I'm so sick of hearing about this dude. Here's the reality. If he was that good, he would have had a job. He lost his starting job before any publicity stunt, and he hasn't played in 3 years. If Aaron Rodgers pulled some publicity stunt, didn't play for 3 years, everybody would want to bite at him because he's that good.
Yep,
it's like Deion Sanders said, if you can ball, you'll get the call.
That's true.
He wasn't that good, man.
That's right.
Yeah, I use the example of Russell Wilson, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, whoever you want to use the example, if you're good enough, they will sell their soul. The NFL teams have proven that time and time again. They will literally almost sell their soul for talent. He's not good enough. He's not worth the headache.
I couldn't agree more. So then you look back at the Niners, right? The Niners were such a good team, and then they fell off the face of the earth for like 10, 15 years. And then what happened? You had the number one raw steak-eating defense, along with Jim Harbaugh, take you to a conference championship and then the Super Bowl. And then they were like, oh, he's too rough. So they got rid of him, and then they plummeted to nothing. That's where his rise to talent was. It was with a superior coach and a whole thing. It wasn't that he was this remarkable player just making outstanding plays. It just pisses me off because I'm like, dude, if you were that good, you'd have a job, bro.
Well, here's the thing, and this is a rhetorical question, but you can go ahead and answer it, Travis. Here's the thing. If Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, or Lamar Jackson, let's say all three of them, took a knee today, all three of them, okay? All three of them. Do you think next year or in 3 years from now that teams would still be interested in their talent ability?
So that depends, right? So I'm taking the publicity stunt away, right?
Let's just say those three guys, the top three MVP candidates, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, took knees. In a year or three, would NFL teams still want them to be on their roster?
At this level they're playing, absolutely.
Right. That's the whole point. That's the point. Yes. Absolutely.
Colin wasn't playing at that level.
I know.
If Colin was at that point, it wouldn't have mattered if he took a knee. They'd be like, you know what? He supported something, whatever. They'd be like, this dude can throw the rock. This guy has got the whole package. It's the fact that he's lost his job. He lost his starting job during the season. He don't got it, bud.
Yeah, to Sunshine, Blaine Gabbert. You lose your job to Blaine Gabbert. That's really bad. Thanks for the phone call, man. I mean, it's Blaine effing Gabbert. I mean, that's all you need to know. And remember that San Francisco team. Number one, they won with Alex Smith. I mean, they didn't win the Super Bowl or go to that. But then in 2012, first of all, you have a guy who was the all-time leading rusher in 49ers history, Frank Gore, who is really sort of hitting the prime of his career. He's still going right now. Future in Canton. You had Vernon Davis. Crabtree was balling out. You had Patrick Willis. You had Alden Smith. That was a really good team. And you know what? Other than a drop Crabtree pass in the end zone or Randy Moss getting alligator arms over the middle, San Francisco might have won that one. They might have won number six.
Yeah, we talked about this. And then, you know, Colin Kaepernick is an out-of-work Super Bowl winning quarterback right now. But that wouldn't change who he is as a player, right? He would still be a guy with some limitations, a guy with some questions in terms of his pure ability, and you'd still be back to weighing it. You know, we didn't get a chance to ask the caller. I think the caller would even admit, is he an NFL talent when we watch all these guys that go out, Luke Falk and whoever you want to use as whatever example.
Austin Davis. And
now, the one thing I will say, a guy like Ryan Lindley, the one thing those guys have.
Finley.
Yep. Lindley was the guy that played for the Patriots a couple years
ago.
The one thing that Finley has is youth.
Yeah.
You can at least say, maybe I'm taking a shot on a guy here. Maybe I want to see if this guy does have anything for the future. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have that. It's one of the biggest things I wouldn't be interested in. A mid-30s quarterback? Why?
Well, but here's the thing, though, too. Like, today, even not playing, and I'll say this, too. I'll go you one further. Today, would I rather have Colin Kaepernick or Mason Rudolph? I'll take Kaepernick. I'm not even kidding you. Mason, and I know he's got the youth because he's a rookie, but he's garbage. He threw four picks the other night. And that's the thing with the whole Myles Garrett thing that gets lost in translation. Like Myles Garrett, yes, I said it. You disagree. I think he should be, charged with felony assault with a dangerous weapon. Excuse me, not deadly. But at the end of the day, the one thing that Myles Garrett did do for Mason Rudolph is that he made everybody forget about how pathetic he was Thursday night with four picks. Four picks. He looked almost as bad as Nathan Peterman, who threw five interceptions in the first half for the Chargers against Buffalo. Do you remember that game?
I do.
My God.
That was a guy that certainly wasn't ready to take the field, and you don't have that excuse with Mason Rudolph. He's been on the field for a while now. He's been winning games. They've been manufacturing offense, sort of almost running like a high school offense at times, where he's doing these sprint-out passes with a throw to the fullback in the flat for 5 yards. They've been manufacturing the ability to move down the field, but that's a side topic no one around here cares about. But if you're the Steelers, like, where's your future quarterback? That's a team that has been consistently winning over the years. You need a quarterback, and I'm not sure Mason Rudolph is the answer.
No. I think that, you know, Ben Roethlisberger will be back at least one more year next year.
But maybe. That's Tommy John surgery. There's no guarantee he's coming back to start next year. Now, maybe you just stay, we'll roll with Mason Rudolph until we can get Roethlisberger back. I mean, it's a little different. This isn't pitching. But think of how long it takes guys to come back to really be themselves from Tommy John surgery on the pitcher's mound. Now, it's not all that different throwing a football.
Well, but, you know, it's advanced and guys can come back, and it's not what it used to be where it's so debilitating that they're never the same. I mean,
no, but he had surgery in week three.
Yeah, he did. No, I know.
So, Nathan Eovaldi
said, Nathan Eovaldi had Tommy John surgery twice.
Right. Well, the Tommy John surgery thing as a whole, it's an epidemic in some high schools where parents are choosing to have elective Tommy John surgery to prevent the injuries down the road. It's crazy.
By the way, I've heard that before. Like, do you think, though, that could... is that actually something that can be a preventative measure?
Oh, yeah, because they're saying you return stronger, theoretically, from it, the way they move the ligament and do it, and it's been done. Now, I think it's horrific.
Wow.
Talk about child abuse and
I guess
or just over investment.
Was it Todd Marinovich's dad?
Right, basically. it's absolute craziness, but it's happening. I've read articles about it online. It's crazy.
All right, we'll come back on the other side. 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
Listen to Dale and Keith weekdays 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
What do they say? Every day above ground is a great day, but every NFL Sunday I'm actually throwing this one in there as a sort of the, just to top it a little bit. Every NFL's better. How about that?
Sure. Right? Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got one. This is one of seven more to go for the regular season. Let's enjoy it. The best game of the day on paper. MVP candidate versus MVP candidate. Deshaun Watson and Houston travel to Baltimore to face Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, who have won five games in a row. Take the Texans plus the 4.5 points.
Just take out a home equity loan to do it.
Yeah. James in Norwich, bet with caution. Bet with caution. The Patriots get ready for the Eagles. Both teams coming off a bye. Patriots are now favored by 4.5 points. A lot of sharp money is coming on the Pats. Patrick Chung is out. Did not make the trip to Philadelphia, as you mentioned. Neither did Damien Harris. So both of those guys, not we've seen Damien Harris at all anyway, but they won't be playing today for the Patriots. For the Eagles, huge loss. Jordan Howard out. They're going to put the bulk of the load on the rookie running back, Miles Sanders. Also out for the game. Who else is out for the Eagles? Oh, Nigel Bradham. Nigel Bradham is also out for the Eagles. So that's going to hurt them. That's their strength running the ball. Kickoff at 4:25 from the city of brotherly love. Oh, boy. Can you imagine? If you're a Patriots fan today, too, and you're going to this game, please just be careful.
Yes.
Because there's a judge in that stadium on Sundays for a reason.
WEEI's right? Own Fitzy. Be careful in the parking lot when you're shooting your little video out there. Watch out for all sorts of flying debris.
Yeah, he's coming. He's not actually staying for the game, though. He's coming. He's going to watch the game in the airport, and then he's going to fly back. He's not actually staying for the game, which I found interesting. Very interesting. The Bruins lost last night their fourth shootout of the season. They lost three just alone this week. So the Bees lost, and the Celtics are back in action today. They're on the road in Sacramento looking for their 11th straight win. They have the best record in the NBA at 10-1. That's at 3:30. So we're going to have a little bit. You're going to have the Celtics and Patriots on at the same time. So some channel changing going on there. And that's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com. Mark and Hart after this.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, and you hear that music. It definitely feels like an NFL Sunday. Boy, has that music not really become a part of Americana since Fox launched in the early 90s with the NFL package and Pat Summerall and John Madden, the late, great Pat Summerall. And, hey, question for you. What's the last game that Pat Summerall and John Madden called together?
I mean, I guess a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but which one?
I don't know.
Brady's yes, you first should. Super Bowl.
No. There you go,
that was
Joe
their
Cortez.
Last? Brady's yep. first Super Bowl.
When he yep. said that they should take a knee and go to overtime?
Yep. That was the last game that they called together.
Really?
Together. Yes.
It's been that
was
long?
It. Yeah, yeah. Pat Summerall after that sort of Madden stuck around and then, of course, switched over to NBC.
Wow.
with but that was the last time.
And they both looked really old. I can remember seeing them there, and they both looked really, really old. But Madden went on to what, NBC after that?
Yeah,
did he do Sunday Night Football?
They started the Sunday Night package in 2006, I want to say. And, yep, and he and Michaels, I think overall, if you had to put like the dream team of announcers, I mean, Summerall and Madden to me were it, but Michaels and Madden were pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, Al Michaels is good. He just is. I mean,
he's just, dude, he called the miracle on ice.
He can do any sport. He could work with anybody and make them, I think, sound pretty good.
Except he did not like one person.
You.
No. Somebody that he called games with, he got him fired. Boomer,
he didn't like Boomer Esiason.
No, he didn't. That's why Boomer Esiason does not like you. And there's no secret about this. This is all sort of public knowledge. Boomer Esiason has a major vendetta against ABC and ESPN because of how he was ousted. And I thought actually Al Michaels and Boomer did a great job together.
I like Boomer. I think Boomer's pretty good. I think he's good on our station when he does the Monday morning call-ins. Hey, he always has strong opinions.
I'll tell you what, right now. So the A-team's always going to be Joe Buck. I mean, Joe Buck is the Jim Nance of Fox. He will always be the Bob Costas of Fox. There's no question. You put Joe Buck and Boomer Esiason together, I'm in. And I don't even like Joe Buck. I think there's a part of me, and people have said this, they say that they think that Joe Buck really doesn't like the NFL. People have said that. The way he talks about the sport, he's very, he's just very critical. And he's just been one of those guys, been really critical. He loves baseball because he grew up, his dad, the late, great Jack Buck. But I would love to. Joe Buck, anybody but Aikman, who, as you pointed out on Thursday night, after the Myles Garrett brawl, when he swung his helmet and struck Mason Rudolph in the head, Troy Aikman, beyond words.
Yep.
Beyond words, right, Andy? Just
the one thing you're not allowed to say. Don't have words.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
When you're a writer or a color commentator, you can't say, I really don't have any words to describe that.
Yeah.
Luckily, he's on TV. Even worse if you were a radio guy.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
No words.
We're out of business. I'm sure the Fox Sports president, Stephen Hill, loved that one. Oh, I'm sure he was a big guy. Beyond words, Joe. And Joe's probably like, okay. I give Buck credit, though. Buck's like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in a professional sporting event. Like, Buck, like, he sort of threw the alley-oop contested to Aikman. Beyond words. That's it. Okay, nothing to see here. Move on. All right, fine. It's like Aikman, like, dude, seriously, man, have a sack sometimes. Really. I mean, it's just, you get paid to be a color analyst. Analyze. That's what you get paid to do.
And it's not hard. I mean, in that situation, there's no real gray area. I mean, you can tell me that Myles Garrett's a good guy off the field, this and that, but what he just did was a heinous act, something that is borderline unprecedented, and you just don't see, to the point where, guys like Vontaze Burfict are calling it out and saying it's ridiculous to even compare it to some of his in-play, in-action offenses that got him suspended and got him a long list of crimes against the NFL. Myles Garrett took it to a whole new level. It's easy fodder.
A disgusting act.
Well, that was actually when he was talking about Randy Moss, right?
Yeah, that was the Randy Moss thing. See, that's why people said a long time ago, that was like 2004, that Joe Buck has always sort of had this thing like where he's very critical of the NFL. I mean, he's been calling games forever. I mean, for Fox, 25 plus years, but he's very critical, which is fine. I mean, maybe he's just not the biggest NFL fan, but hey, Joe, we live in an NFL world, bro.
Yep.
NFL, let me just tell you this. The game today between Houston and Baltimore probably will outrate any of the World Series games from this year.
You don't even need that. The best example, there is a massive scandal going on right now, which put the integrity of the World Series in question, correct? With the Houston Astros?
Yeah.
No one seems to care. Why? Because it's baseball. If that were the NFL, if this were a Super Bowl, and this were the NFL, that would be the biggest story, not in sports, that would be the biggest story in the country right now.
But it's
happening in baseball. No one really cares.
Yeah, how much flack did the Patriots take for Spygate when, in fact, there wasn't even a Spygate?
Right, or Deflategate, because it was on the eve of a Super Bowl, a championship. Right. You're talking about a World Series, America's supposed pastime. It's been around much longer. Everything that goes into it, no one cares.
Well, right? And here's the thing. Right.
Banging trash cans. Bang. Home run.
Yeah, but here's another thing, too. That's baseball. That's what you do. So they took it above and beyond the call, and they were a little bit more duplicitous than other. And I got to tell you, I think it was pretty freaking brilliant. I'm not going to lie. The metal trash can?
Still
that was
cheating.
It's cheating, but that, listen. Is it
where's the butt after that? It's cheating.
But, okay, stealing signs is cheating, though. They still do it.
No. Based on their rules, when you bring technology into play,
yeah,
you cross
right.
a line. Just like when Bill Belichick brought technology on the sideline into play, in the NFL's view, they crossed a line. But a lot more people cared about that scandal than this one, correct? Because
oh,
a lot more people care about football than care about baseball. That's
yeah.
They've fallen off. It is what
right.
it is.
Yep. Well, let me say this. So I'll just rhetorical question here. Colin Kaepernick, okay, who hasn't played in the NFL in 3 years, I say that name, or I say a guy who just won his third MVP on Thursday or Wednesday, Mike Trout. Who do people, like, with all due respect, who do people have more of an opinion on? If I said Colin Kaepernick in Times Square or Mike Trout, I think people would say Mike who?
Right.
Just saying. Like, and that's a guy who hasn't played professional sports in 3 years. So,
and Mike Trout may be the best baseball player to ever play the game. There's people that believe that, correct?
Yes.
And he's sort of just playing in anonymity right now.
That's it. Yeah, but never, ever sniffed the playoffs. Not even a play-in game. Never once in his career.
But it's not his fault.
He's a future Hall of Famer. No, I know, but it's a future Hall of Famer. Mark in Plymouth, thanks for holding. What's up, Mark?
Mark! I don't think Mark is there.
I got a question for you, and I want you to put your Mel Kiper wig on and your crystal ball, because it's kind of a segue from talking about Damian Harris and also talking about Kaepernick. We agree that Belichick's probably the one coach that's willing to essentially redshirt his rookie class. Coming off the injury for Tua Tagovailoa yesterday, here's a guy that's pretty much the consensus number one pick. That if I'm Cincinnati, the Dolphins, whomever's going to have the number 1, 2, 3 pick, it might be a little bit leery.
Just FYI, just so you know, with the Dolphins' win last week, they dropped to 5. They have the 5th pick right now.
So suddenly, if he goes, work with me on this. So yep. Suddenly, if Tua goes from number 1 overall pick or number 2 overall pick to 10, 12, 15, at what point on the 2020, the next draft, does Bill get aggressive, roll the dice, and say, screw it, I'm in for this guy, because even if I sit him for a year and he heals, this is my Tom replacement?
But here's the thing, Mark.
How realistic is that?
I
love the question.
Well, it's a great question, Mark. Here's the thing. He's not the next thing. I said.
But
it,
you think that?
No. I think
doesn't matter what you think. What does Bill Belichick think?
Well, yeah, Belichick thinks so. Fine.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Yeah, I think that Tua's going to be a bust. I think he's short.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what you think.
No, but
you're not getting past that. You don't get to make the decision. Bill Belichick is the one who makes the decision.
But he's asking my opinion on Sports Talk Radio. I get paid to make an opinion, so you want me to say beyond words?
No, he wants you to know, when does Belichick consider it?
Oh, okay.
Does he consider it? Now, we have another factor we need to inject here. By draft time, what will have happened?
Tom Brady will have, we would hope, will announce where his future will be.
And does that affect the decision? If Tom Brady's back,
it does.
Then I think this is a great topic. If Tom Brady is back for at least one more year, now the finish line keeps moving. Now we have Alex Guerrero telling us Brady's targeting 46, maybe 47. But if Tom Brady is back for at the very least 2020, I love this question.
What if he's not back? It's even a better question.
Well, but then I don't know if Tua is going to be ready. And are you drafting a guy that can sit?
Right.
Do you feel more pressure to draft a guy who could play? Are you comfortable with Stidham? I think there's more variables at play. But if Tom Brady is back, we know Jarrett Stidham's back. So I have my backup quarterback. I have my starting quarterback. I could invest in my future franchise quarterback who, oh, by the way, no one has a better relationship with the University of Alabama program and their head coach, Nick Saban, than Bill Belichick for inside info, honest opinions on what the guy is going to be. I love this question. I wouldn't touch him because I think, like you, he's not going to be all that good. But
it doesn't matter what we think.
Yeah,
right. That's true. Now, yeah, I mean, Belichick and, Caserio, I don't think will be here at that point either because he's a free agent. He will probably more than likely go and get the job that he wanted to go to and take over the Houston Texans, which was completely blocked by Kraft and Belichick. That's a whole other thing. But, yeah, I just want you to know that, for what it's worth, Tua is not the long-term solution in New England. Now, if you want to say Joe Burrow? If you want to say Jake Fromm?
Yeah, but you're not going to get Joe Burrow because you're not trading up to number one overall.
No, right? But what if Jake Fromm could drop to probably 15?
Do you like him?
I like him.
I don't.
I like him. You know?
I mean, he's dink and dunk.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't have a strong arm, but, you know.
I'd rather have Tua. I'd take Tua over Fromm. I'd take a chance. Now, this, by the way, the medicals are going to be massive here. The belief of whether he's going to recover fully, if there would ever be long-term ramifications, if he could re-injure it. There's a lot of medical, you know, that will, if he goes to the combine, if he's in the draft, if he doesn't go back to Alabama, if he's in the draft and goes to the combine, we'll all fixate on whatever else. The biggest thing that will happen will be in those hospital rooms where all those doctors will be looking at x-rays and MRIs and poking and prodding and range of motion. That will decide his future.
Someone I know who is very familiar with this injury says Tua's injury is a dislocated hip with a posterior wall fracture. Also, likely cartilage and labral damage. Best case scenario, 2-year rehab.
Right. That's why I need Tom Brady under center for a couple of years and then Tua take over.
Well, there's that. All right, final segment coming up next, Mark and Art.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As I jokingly said during his offseason and called him, Barbados Belichick, just in a joking, because, I mean, obviously, if, you know, like people, if you cut their skin open, you know, they bleed, you know, red, most people. Bill Belichick, I think footballs would come out of his skin. Like, he just bleeds the game.
And it was bleeding so bad, and it was burning so bad.
The defenders of defense.
Wiggy will be on Planet Wig.
Yeah, well, we know that.
Or on his boat cruise.
Ooh.
International waters, he claims.
Wiggy played Naked Twister on the Vikings party boat.
Allegedly. Oh.
Is that what they
say? Oh.
Smartest thing Wiggy's ever done. Florio's headline on Pro Football Talk is, NFL tried to put Colin Kaepernick in a legal checkmate. They believe that the key was the waiver, and that in the waiver, they were asking him to give up his rights to file any future litigation against the National Football League in terms of collusion.
Okay, go back. Repeat that whole sentence again, just because that is very important. Say it again.
Nobody's listening to me.
That's your damn problem.
Put your kids' future college tuition on Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans plus 4.5 points.
So you gotta finally give my guy Billy O'Brien some credit. That's a good win. If they went outright. I know you taking the points.
Well, hey, let me not only give you this one, I'm going to give you one in 2 weeks. They will beat the New England Patriots 2 weeks from today.
Wow.
That one. Unbelievable winner.
Yes. Wow. 2 weeks from today, they're knocking off the Patriots. So I gave you two. How about that one, Hart?
No! God, please, no! No!
James is up in Norwich.
Pick that you're going to have, I'm going to load up on it.
Uh-oh.
And this is the one. So, Houston, yep. I'm going to be putting about 50 G's.
Whoa, come on. What?
Well, you haven't been wrong yet.
So wait a second. You, I have been wrong. But you're gonna put that $50,000.
You gave me a lock. You tell it's a guarantee.
You did give him a lock.
But listen, James, what's the difference
between your college education fund and your home equity line? Right, it's money. you told him to put it on it.
Hey James, you're joking about $50,000, right?
Oh God, please don't let this happen.
Great job on a Joe Cortez with that montage. Yeah, $50,000. All right, man.
You sweating?
Home equity loan. No, but I hope, listen, I hope James.
Poor guy on a fixed income. You're killing him.
All right. Well, Texans plus 4.5. I don't know what the final score of the Patriots will be. I think they should win by more than the 5-point spread, but they're going to win the game. I don't know on that. They should win this game, but if they don't, oh boy, does that 8-0 record that they had look more fraudulent than ever. Hart, enjoy it. I'm going to go watch the game of the day, Texans and Ravens, MVP candidate versus MVP candidate. And we will be back on the air next Saturday, 9 to 1. And we'll be back next Sunday as well from 9 to noon. So enjoy this NFL Sunday, and we will see you sooner than later.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.